Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Thursday, December 8th, Regional Water Quality Control Board. And I'm Jean-Pierre Wolf, Chair. I'd like to welcome everyone. And I would like to start with a roll call, and also as a quick reminder to my fellow board members, when you speak to the mic, you know, push the little button on, and when you're done, turn it off. So thanks in advance. So I would like to ask our clerk of the board to make the roll call.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter?
Here.
Ms. Cervantes?
Here.
Mr. Delgado?
Here.
Ms. Gray?
Here.
Mr. Johnson? Mr. Young?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mr. Robertson, please make introductions.
Thank you, Chair Wolf, and welcome to Watsonville for our board meeting. I want to introduce our legal counsel. We have Lori Okin, and we have Tamron Austin. We had Tamron Austin. She'll be right back, and they're substituting for Jessica Yar, who is on maternity leave. Our assistant executive officer is over here, Michael Thomas. Our clerk of the board, Tammy Olson, sits up on the dais. Then I want to introduce the section managers, Harvey Packard, to my left, and Lisa. There's Lisa McCann, and then our newest section manager is Angela Schroeder. Angela filled the groundwater section position, and I believe Angela is going to introduce a couple other individuals.
Thanks, John. I also wanted to mention that I wanted to thank John and Michael for their continued support and say that I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to serve the board in this new role as a section manager. At the last board meeting, we talked about a Civic Sparks program, which is an AmeriCorps program that is a governor's initiative that looks for AmeriCorps fellows to help local agencies build capacity in climate change and water management. And I'm pleased to say that the Central Coast Water Board was successful in obtaining two fellows in that regard for the water management portion of Civic Spark, and they happen to be with us here today. To my left in the second row, we have Gabrielle Ostermeyer. She is has a master's degree in environmental studies from University of Montana. And to her right, Jacqueline Tack, who has a bachelor's degree in environmental studies from Virginia Tech. So they're here to help us with both our safe drinking water projects and also our sustainable groundwater management projects. So help me welcome Gabriel and Jacqueline. Thank you.
And last but certainly not least, I also want to introduce our state board liaison, Mr. Steve Moore, who will be speaking a little bit later. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you. And also, as a little side note, I think that the city of Watsonville deserve an A-plus with the holiday season decoration. When I arrived last night, it looked beautiful. So I just want to share that observation.